The apostles ask Jesus what they will receive for giving up all the things that they had, even family and material possessions, their occupation. And our Lord promises them a hundredfold in this life and after this life everlasting. And so it's a consolation. We need consolations in this life because the Christian way of life has its crosses. Blessed are those who are poor. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are those who mourn. We have crosses to carry and difficulties to endure for the sake of Christ's persecution. And so we need consolation in this life and consolation for this life as well as hope for the next. And our Lord certainly gives us this in abundance. And in the midst of our crosses and sorrows and difficulties, our Lord gives us peace. He gives us that joy of knowing that we are doing God's will. We are doing the right thing. We are serving Him. We are serving the greatest Master, the loving, merciful, generous, perfect, almighty God. And that's a great consolation to know that we are serving God and that God is great as He is. And God who has manifested Himself in the person of Jesus Christ, who is worthy of living and dying for and following and imitating. And this gives us great joy and purpose and meaning for our life and joy in the midst of carrying our crosses. And so our Lord offers this peace and joy in this life, but especially in the next, in our company and union with God and the bliss of eternal happiness that will never end. And that kind of happiness is so powerful, so strong that it can allow us to endure the most painful sorrows of this life. So let us thank God for the hope and the promise and the joy that He gives us in the midst of the sorrows that He promises too. But He says that His yoke is easy and His burden is light, and that He will refresh us in our difficulties. So we have so much consolation here, and so much to be thankful to God for what He gives us here, the consolations and peace and joy that He gives us here, but the promise especially of eternal life where we can be united to Him and all the angels and saints in that joy of love, that happiness of heaven of love that we can look forward to.